This is episode number 2158 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, February 24th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, add winemaker to Leo DiCaprio's resume.
Wow.
Doesn't he mean tequila, too?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. Probably got a pot farm somewhere, too. I mean, you know, why not? Got to invest some of that money somewhere.
I'm a good investment.
Oh, you?
Sure.
To do what? Are you going to, like, do his ironing, or what's the deal?
I could do that. I would be happy to iron his clothes.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that was an option. We'll have to get that out there.
There's lots of zeros on the end of that check that, you know, ironing's expensive
stuff. Yeah.
So Leo proudly announced that he bought a stake in the eco-friendly company.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Champagne Telmont.
Okay.
And I'm probably not pronouncing it all fancy like it's probably supposed to be.
Is it French Telmont?
Champagne Telmont. I don't know. Right now it's Champagne Telmont. Okay. According to a post
he shared. That's the fancy way of saying
that's
it.
That's the fancy. That's I'm a Texan by birth.
Telmont.
It's not going to get much better than
right,
that.
Right.
According to a post he shared on Instagram. Hey, IA is what I is. Leo claims that Champagne Telmont has set its sights on producing 100% organic champagne.
Do I want organic champagne? I don't know if I
want organic champagne.
I don't know.
To me, most of it is mostly organic anyway.
Well, yeah, I get it from grapes. I get it. Yeah, all right. It's like, is it going to be in the organic section when you go to the grocery store to pick it up, or what's the deal? It's like, I kind of stay away from that because, A, it's a little more expensive.
It is.
And I don't have that budget.
It's like the bananas had that green thing around them. Well, it have like a little green.
Green what? Oh, green band?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have a little green band.
Maybe, yeah.
Organic champagne. In the organics. It's over there by the organic bananas.
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, this is to ensure a sustainable production life cycle in the coming years. From protecting biodiversity on its land to using 100% renewable electricity, Maison Telmont is determined to radically lower its environmental footprint.
Well, you gotta admire that. I mean,
I'm an environmental girl.
That's great. That's awesome.
You know, you take a sip and you think
they squish the grapes the old-fashioned way, like I Love Lucy,
with their feet.
Don't bruise the grapes.
Tastes organic.
You can tell it tastes organic. Oh,
little gamey.
Gamey.
Is that athlete's foot? I bet I taste.
Right.
And they're going to upcycle used bottles at the Telmont Estate and transform them into candles made with soy wax.
Why don't you just put more champagne in the bottle?
Yeah, reuse the bottle back
just like we used to when we were kids. When we brought the Coke bottle back, you get 5 cents back on your deposit.
Yeah,
and they just go fill it with more soda.
Way back in the day before I knew it.
I would go around.
There was
collecting
the milk
them.
Bottles.
Oh well, I don't remember the milk bottles.
Remember the milkman? Well, you wouldn't.
I don't remember the milkman. I've seen it on TV.
Yeah. The milkman, who evidently is responsible for fathering lots of children.
Leave it to Beaver.
Leaves.
Not fathering anybody. I'll leave it to Beaver.
Leaves
but
the milk bottles,
the milk.
And then you leave the empty milk bottles.
I know, right?
And they, yeah.
Silly.
Brace yourself.
Bracing.
Brace yourself.
I'm braced.
We've been doing it all wrong.
What?
I figured you'd automatically just go to the dirty place.
Oh. Well, no. Wait, you got to give me more than we've been doing it wrong. Wait.
All right, well, it's not that.
Okay. I don't even know what that is, but okay. I'm not really sure. I'm still going through the so happy it's Thursday bit. But
Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
She schooled the world when she joined TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh, goody. She joined TikTok.
She joined TikTok.
With a video saying, hi. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, everyone. This is Lindsay Lohan.
Lohan?
Not Lohan.
Her name is Loewen.
That's what
we've been saying her name wrong all this time.
How old is she?
She's 30 something.
It took her this long for her for, to tell
well,
us.
Well, you
that,
don't tell people that they're mispronouncing your name.
Well, she would.
You know, people. Well, most people don't. They're like, well, they know me by
surely
that name.
Surely someone would pronounce it right. A reporter.
I don't know. It's spelled Loewen.
Yeah.
Loehan. You get Loewen out of that?
Look, don't even go with to Brett Favre. Yeah.
Yes, that's the other one, too. Favre. The Favre guy.
The Favre.
Anyway.
All right. So.
Wow, I had no idea.
Supposedly, it's Loewen.
Loewen. Wow. And nobody from her parents on down corrected us.
Exactly. Shut the front door.
I know, right? Shut the front door.
All right. Well, we here at the Who Cares News, we dug even deeper.
Uh-oh.
We dug. We got our shovel down and dug.
When we dig.
And we find out like who else's name we've been screwing up.
Oh, we've been screwing other people's names up, too?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Like what?
Christina Hack.
That's...
is not correct.
No, I knew that one.
It's Christina Hawk.
It's Hawk, yeah. It's spelled Hack, but it's Hawk.
Now, how about Justin Thoreau?
Justin Thoreau, that's a fine name. How does he pronounce his name?
Thoreau? He went Thoreau.
Oh, my God.
Justin
Thoreau. Not like everybody on E! News, Ryan Seacrest has always referred to him as Justin Thoreau.
I know.
What's the Thoreau?
You know, Ryan Seacrest doesn't. All right,
Ariana Grande.
Nope.
No?
It's Grande.
Grande.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. A lot of people say her name's Gal Gadot. I've heard Gal Gadot, which is incorrect.
It's Gal Gadot.
Gadot. Oh.
Yeah. All right. And so there is also Amanda. It's not Seyfried.
I thought it was Seyfried.
It's Seyfried.
Seyfried. Okay.
Amanda Seyfried.
All right. Look at us.
But perhaps.
Oh, there's more? Wait, there's more?
The weirdest pronunciation of a celeb's name.
Okay.
Is the actual Swedish pronunciation of Jake and Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Okay. It's their name, which is Yilenheho.
Yilenheho?
Yilen.
Where's Betty White when you need her? Where's Betty White when you need her? Oh, my God.
Look, Yilenheho in Sweden and IKEA.
IKEA. Sweden and IKEA. You know whose name is never mispronounced, and that is Halle Berry. Halle Berry. By the way, that's actually her real name.
Is it now?
Well, it's her middle name. Halle's her middle name.
What's her first name?
Maria.
Maria Halle?
Maria Halle Berry.
It seems like it would be Halle Maria. That's
obviously she thought so too because she had her name changed. In the instance of Lindsay Loewen, I think we'll just continue to call her Lilo. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.